wrapping up the... Oh, no, no, wait. We got another hour.
I know. This is the third hour, but there's a fourth one.
We got a fourth hour to do yet.
And if you're not up and are at them at 7 o'clock, well, you have a reason to be now. We start broadcasting at 7. Not all of our affiliates have picked up the fourth hour. This is a brand new hour. This is just our second week with a seventh hour.
Fourth hour. 7 a.m. hour.
Yeah, thank you. See, I've been up since 4.
Let's get to our one call who's holding on right now. We'll have the lines cleared for those of you who'd like to jump online.
I'm already ready for dinner.
And be at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Romy, why don't you bring him in? Bring in Mark calling from Surprise. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Rosie.
How you doing, bud?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Yeah, super fantabulous.
Okay, good. Recently, I read an article about new standards for hot water heaters effective in the near future, which may cause some installation changes for these new heaters. I don't know if you're aware of them, but I have a couple of questions. I'm wondering what effect that will have on the suppliers with existing inventories of the older hot water heaters. And, you know, I don't know if you know what the date of the new standards is. It didn't have that date in the article I read.
Okay.
It's later this spring. I think it's the end of March, beginning of April. And it's really not going to do a whole awful lot.
Isn't it? I'm not familiar with it.
They're still going to be able to sell anything that's already in their warehouse.
Yeah.
Just anything new that's manufactured has to have a higher R rating. So what they've done is they've shrinking the tank inside.
Shrinking it?
Shrinking the internal tank. So where you might have a 50-gallon water heater, you could only fit a 40-gallon water heater. It'll be the same external size, but the tank inside's smaller to fit more foam to get it a higher heat retention rating. And this actually came up from a homeowner in Tucson who called and said, you know, I've got a plumber here telling me I should go ahead and I'm at 8 years on this water heater, and I should get this new one before these new regulations, and it's going to hit me with a huge increase in charge. And I called all of our plumbers, and like, you know what? Half of the water heaters already meet that rating as it is. We don't have pricing, but neither does the manufacturer, but it's not going to be a percent or two in most cases. If somebody's at your door trying to sell you a new water heater because of the regulations, they're probably just trying to make a sale.
Okay. I do know, effective like January 1st, I was out visiting with Jonathan out at the Weather Shack on Apache Boulevard out by 202. There's a 350-page booklet on new regulations for fireplaces and wood-burning stoves. And, I mean, it's a mess. He's got like 18 electric fireplaces on display, he says, because, Rosie, this is the way it's going.
Electric? Oh, yes. Man, that's just nothing about that sounds
well,
right.
Well, I don't want you to think about Aunt Karen and Uncle Bob's electric one that they had.
It was a light bulb with some plastic.
With some tinfoil waving. Yeah, they've come a long way since that. But electric fireplaces, I guess, are going to be like the way of the future, because this 350-page booklet on new rules and regulations, I have to say I haven't read it. I haven't even seen it. I don't know that I will get to it. But if it becomes a hot topic, we'll get Jonathan from the Weather Shack on air, and he can bring us up to speed on it. So the water heater thing doesn't go into effect till the spring.
Maybe a couple of weeks. We're getting pretty close to it, actually. That's almost March. So, but again, it's going to take a long time for him to get there because of everything that's already manufactured in warehouses, it's not like they're going to throw those away.
They're going to let that push that out onto the market. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. I hope that answers your question, Mark. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We're wrapping up here hour three. There's a couple little things I'd like to encourage you to do. Stay tuned for hour number four today. And we're going to be talking about some fun facts about our nation's presidential palace called the White House. In honor of George Washington's birthday, you know, last weekend we kind of jammed up a bunch of things. We had President's Day weekend and Valentine's Day all crammed onto one weekend. We elected on air to celebrate Valentine's last weekend. So we're pushing President's Day into this weekend, and we're going to be talking about our White House. It's your White House. You know that? You own that house.
Yeah. Try and walk up and tell the guy at the front that.
It's 55,000 square feet.
That's it?
It has 35 bathrooms. And we're going to be talking about the history of the construction and the remodeling benchmarks it's been through since it was originally built in the late 1700s. So we'll be talking about that in the 10 o'clock hour. While we're talking about that, we're also going to take any question you have about your house. You can get online right now and be one of the first ones we take in 10 o'clock hour. The number's toll free, 1-888-767-4348.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.